let's go ahead and stick with peak oil for a moment. So you're saying with regard to a catastrophic occurrence, in some parts of the country, the answer is, or the world, the answer is going to be yes, and in other parts, no. So I guess you do get away with a yes and a no there. With regard to peak oil, first of all, is it real? Have we reached or are we near peak oil?
Well, there's, again, it's multiple. The peak oil of production of the United States was in the 70s, but then you would look at the refinery process as part of the peak oil. In other words, what's the maximum capacity we can refine oil, and what's the maximum capacity for extraction? And that was why in the 70s we had an oil crisis, because we became aware, not everyone, but we became aware that the oil that we had already peaked out on, the amount of oil that we could extract from the United States from underground. But now there's another thing that says that they wanted to, the oil industry and the military wanted to have war with the Middle East, and they wanted to go over there and get oil. So it's possible that the scarcity of oil in the United States is not real. And I've heard reports on coast to coast of people who come on and said, oh, we capped an oil well in Texas. You know, mm-hmm. that there's rumors that it's not a real scarcity. So I think that scarcity has always been a problem, and in the cities particularly. And if you go back in the empires, scarcity, because cities are dependent on importing things. But if there is a peak oil, if it is true that we're maximum on importing, extracting, and refining oil, and the price is going to keep going up, it's very possible that they've been just jacking the price for profit.
Is possible. But Michael, let's forget about the refining capacity for a moment. We know we've got problems there. And let's just concentrate on what's in the ground, what scientists know about what's in the ground. Have we already passed peak oil from a extraction point of view?
Well, the information I'm getting from many sources is there's a huge amount of supply of deposits of oil in the ground in many places in the world, in Alaska, in the United States, in Canada. You know, just there's tremendous in the Middle East, and they're in Venezuela. I mean, there's undiscovered. There's a tremendous amount. I think there's way more oil than we could ever extract. And the Thomas Gold theory is that the Earth is actually making oil, and there's a really, scientifically, there's a strong case for that. The people who tell us that there's not enough, that there's a scarcity, and they whip up their scientists, are the industry people, the same people that put out PR for the industry. And those people have been promoting their own self-interest profits. Ralph Nader's been raging about this since the 60s. This is nothing new. The scarcity of almost any resource is part of the industrial profiting game.
I'm not sure I agree with that, Michael. I'm not sure I agree with that. I've seen any number of stories that indicate that we either are at peak oil extraction now or, as you pointed out, might have been back in the 70s. Now, we know roughly how much oil there is in the Mideast, I think we do anyway, and there have been some new discoveries, but I'm not one of those people who believes that kind of like, the good and plenty horn, that it just keeps flowing back in. We extract it, and it keeps flowing back in. Do you have any evidence to support that theory? You said you believe it.
Well, Thomas Gold published a book in 1999 called The Deep Hot Biosphere. And you said that the kind of cornucopians was a Kunstler's law and emergency pointed that out, that people just keep expecting more. And, of course, if you are a dreamer and you think that there's an infinite supply, but I'm not in that dreaming thing. I've had no opinion about this until, except for the scarcity, the false scarcity thing. And again, the resources in the cities are based on a false scarcity, the market, supply, and demand. So I don't really know. I haven't got out in the oil fields and tested this, but I know, for example, they were burning millions of barrels of oil in Kuwait. They were burning it. Why? They never give the real reasons for these things.
Well, the real reason was war.
No.
The Iraqis set the oil fields on fire. That's what you're talking about.
I don't believe in simplistic answers. Everything is multiple, and when you're dealing with war, the real reasons are usually the hidden reasons, and the PR, the disinfo reasons, are the reasons they give the public.
Okay, well, fill me in on what the real reason was. I thought the Iraqis were very angry that we beat the hell out of them and set the oil wells on fire as they left. Now, do you know something else?
Oh, I've heard that the U.S. Set them some of them on fire. But I just want to get back to the scarcity issue and the question that you were bringing about the deep hot biosphere. It's easy to discount a radical theory before there's much agreement on it.
And, well, you're right.
And Thomas Gold was a brilliant scientist who had these radical theories on a few other subjects, astronomy and so on, that was discounted and doubted for decades, and then evidence finally went to support it.
Okay, well, I absolutely have an open mind, Michael. I really do have an open mind. So if you have some sort of scientific proof that these oil wells really are refilling, I'm listening.
Okay, I'm not saying that the oil wells are refilling. I'm looking at the possibility that Earth is making oil in various places. And we need a comprehensive analysis of this from the people who are out in the field. And we need it honest. And I don't believe the oil industry is ever going to give us an honest answer. The most honesty I've heard is through the coast to coast.
Well, I might agree with you on that point. I think that the oil industry is no doubt. I mean, they're a profit-motivated industry, obviously, so they take advantage of what's even if it's just a perceived shortage, Michael, they're going to take advantage of that and charge us more. There's no question about that. I have no doubt about that in my mind.